T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gabe and Nina on V96.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Shout out to the work hobby. Good crew. Especially those people that are going to work today knowing that they're going to end up doing somebody else's job. But they're still going to go to work and work hard anyway. Shout out to you guys.
Yes, you are. And shout out to all those people that are going to treat themselves and say yes to the cookies and the cake and the stuff. Because you know what? You kind of deserve it. Eat it and be good.
Preach. So it is time for the top 6 at 6 in no particular order.
Number six.
I'll go first. Yesterday, I feel like I just had it in my head. Yesterday at home, I went, what did we do? Oh my gosh, I'm so mad at myself. I had a really good one about my day yesterday.
Well, the part of your day yesterday that I saw was when you were trying on old outfits from Jingle Bash.
Oh, yeah.
And you made a video.
I'm so mad at myself. I have all these things written down, and I didn't write about yesterday because I had it in my mind. But I'll tell you this. I'm so mad right now.
What about the stairs?
No. I put some garland outside of my house yesterday.
Oh, okay. So now you're the festive house on the block.
I'm one of the many. Yeah.
Does a lot of people in your neighborhood have the lights up?
Yeah, I'm going to skip mine.
Okay, you want to come back to it?
And I'm going to come back to it, but okay. Don't trip. Number 5. No, that's why this is in no particular order,
it's
guys.
Great.
Number 5.
I was pretty festive yesterday myself. I sat down, I got my computer, and I focused. I got a lot of my holiday shopping done. Just about everybody on my list is checked off, which is very exciting. But here's the thing. When I start shopping, especially for the holidays, my dark hole is kids' shoes. So I have a 4-year-old niece and a 2-year-old nephew. And so as I'm like going through, I'm sure they want all these toys and things, but I'm like stuck on Nike. I'm looking at like the little sneakers and all like the little booties and stuff like that. I'm obsessed with buying kids shoes. So I don't know what's the problem.
But just for your little niece or?
For my niece and nephew and everybody that has babies. I love buying baby shoes. They're the cutest things ever.
Here, I'll tell you this. I'll give you a little tip.
What?
Whitney has never worn a pair of shoes once, and she's about to be 8 months old in just a little bit.
Well,
once.
She's going to get shoes.
No, I'm telling you. Oh, damn. But I was telling you, though, because it's like they happen so fast, and probably by the time she gets them, they're not going to fit her anyway.
You know, okay, I'm going to tell you this because I didn't do it. So yeah. I got on Nike, and they had these really cute ones, and they were like baby booty ones, and they were like the colorful ones. I was like, I'm getting these for Whitney. And then I was like, I sat down, and I could hear you in my head.
Don't
Nina,
do
you spent how much on this?
Literally,
that she's never
going
to wear it, and then she would never wear them.
And I would have took them back and got something else for me from Nike.
But the intention was there, but you were in my head.
Number 4.
This is actually a really cool story. So a young man lost his father to cancer when he was 15 years old. It's been 6 years since that's happened. And on his 21st birthday, his sister approached him with an envelope, and it was,
it was awesome. I mean, it was the best present I could ask for.
I know the hardest thing for my dad was knowing the things that he was going to miss out on. My little brother was his entire world. We put it in an envelope that night, like taped it up and put it in a safe and kept it in her closet for the last almost 6 years now.
You know, it felt like he was with me. It's kind of crazy. I never expected it to blow up like this.
So what basically happened was his dad left him $10.
Aww.
And they put it in an envelope, and on his 21st birthday, he said, hey, I want to buy your first beer.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
And so dad's favorite beer was Bud Light. Went and bought one. Bud Light heard about it. Budweiser heard about it, sent him, like, all this beer. And then people on Venmo started sending him money because they wanted to buy him beers.
Oh, great.
No. He's a good kid, a good young man, and said that he wanted all the money to go to his father's cancer research foundation.
That's amazing.
So, I mean, just... Anyway, it's like when you have a kid and you think about, like, not being there for those kinds of moments. I think about that a lot.
It's sad, it's but it's also beautiful because that love is just so powerful and it's always great to highlight because, yeah. Dang.
I know. Oh. Hug your dads and moms and call them today.
Yes.
That's the reminder.
It is.
Number three.
That's a great reminder. Also, think about the things that they... I'm not even going to try to make that a smooth transition. So, how would you like to buy some pottery from Seth Rogen? Seth Rogen...
not trying to laugh.
Seth Rogen is hysterical, and he's been bringing a lot of joy to people on social media by posting pictures of all of these pots and ashtrays and bowls and stuff that him and his wife have been making. So, this hobby isn't like a new quarantine thing. I guess his wife is like an expert pottery person.
Okay.
And so, they've been doing this their whole lives, but during quarantine, Seth has really been highlighting it. So, now, his fans and all these people that have been seeing it have started this whole, like, GoFundMe page and, like, they want people to sign it to get him to start selling his pieces so they can be a part of it.
They think it's weed that they're buying. But it's not.
Number two.
Number two story. You know, we know that we're in the second day of Hanukkah.
Yeah.
And so, hold on. Wait, I know Nina was talking about this.
Put on your yarmulke.
Yeah.
Here comes Hanukkah. So much.
And it's so funny because a lot of people don't know this, but I used to work in catering for a very long time. I had like 7 jobs while I worked here at B96. One of them was catering. And I'll never forget, like, around this time of year, we get busy again because we'd have our summer events. You know, we'd be doing all North Shore kind of stuff, you know, Winnetka, so on and so forth. And then, so during the Hanukkah times, like, I would be responsible for making all of the dishes.
Like the food?
Like the food.
You made it?
Yeah, because it would come from the caterers. And
oh,
then
wow.
You would then, as one of the, you know, people that worked at the catering company, you would then be responsible for putting the dishes together, setting up the plates, serving the dishes. They'd be doing that because they couldn't, they can't touch anything.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, during a couple of these other events, the Jewish people, they can't touch certain things. So just like around this time of year, this latter half of the year, I always feel like, you know, and then they always look at me because I have curly hair, you know, I'm light skinned Puerto Rican. And then they'd be like, you sure you're not Jewish?
I am today.
I don't know, but tip me well, though.
Number two.
Were they wearing any of those holiday sweaters at those parties?
Maybe.
Oh, do you have holiday sweaters in your closet somewhere? Christmas, the Hanukkah ones, all of them. If you do, it's time to bring them out. 96% of people say that ugly Christmas sweaters are a turn on.
No, they're not.
I think they are. I love them. I agreed with this 100%.
What you read was turn on, as sexually turned on.
Yeah.
You're sexually turned on by ugly sweaters?
Yeah, the whole concept is that it shows you that a person has a good sense of humor, and you're more likely to approach a person that's wearing an ugly Christmas sweater. And if you've got a funny one, a good one, that's the problem. First it was ugly, and now it's a competition. Who's going to have the funniest ugly Christmas sweater?
So if the ugly guy has a funny ugly Christmas sweater, you're in on him?
I'm going to sit there and talk to him because it's funny.
But you're not turned on by him.
I'm turned on by a hot guy in an ugly Christmas sweater. I would be
that
more
was my
like,
point.
Okay, two hot guys. One has an ugly Christmas sweater on and the other one
good.
Doesn't.
This is a good one.
I'm going to the ugly
this
Christmas sweater
one.
Guy.
This is a good
That's
one.
What I'm doing.
Okay. I like it.
There you go.
That's
get
great.
Your Christmas sweater out.
All right, guys. I'm out, man. I couldn't think of my first one anymore, man.
It'll come to you.
Maybe we'll do it later in the show.
Okay.
All right, man. Whatever. I'm upset now, guys.
Let's talk
my
about
first
Whitney.
World Friday problem is that I... Anyway, B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. We are Gabe and Nina. We're about to play our old school game, but coming up in just a second, we got some new school music for you. Taylor Swift's Willow.
She's giving us Christmas presents. Brand new album dropped yesterday called Evermore, if you haven't already heard.
All right. Well, it's time for TBT. This is where we find out how old school you are by asking you a question about a movie, a song, and then a TV show. All right, here's your first question. Call in now if you know the answer to this. I'm telling you right now, these questions are hard today.
Okay.
In 2013, the hit Don't You Worry, Child, Swedish House Mafia lets you know that something has a plan for you. Don't you worry, child.
Just see my face right now. What is it again?
Blank Blank's got a plan for you. Can you fill in the blank of the song and tell me what has a plan for you?
877-591-9696.
Don't you worry, child. Blankety Blank's got a plan for you. All right, we'll get your answers next. But in the meantime, sit back, relax, listen to brand new music from Taylor Swift. It's called Willow. Ryan and Park Forest, welcome to TBT.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Happy Friday, Ryan.
All right, here's your first question. You just heard it. In the 2013 hit, Don't You Worry, Child, Swedish House Mafia lets you know that something has a plan for you. Fill in the blank of the song. What has got a plan for you?
Because heaven's got a plan for you.
Sing it.
Gosh, I wish you, Ryan, and I were inside of a club singing that song together.
Oh, my gosh, me too.
Ryan, what would we be taking shots of?
Oh, we'd be doing some whiskey.
Some whiskey.
We can do whiskey.
No, we start off the night with some whiskey.
Right. And we'll finish it with what? Yeah. Tequila?
Probably. All right, Ryan, here's your second question. The Titan Games started way back in 2019. It's kind of like the updated version of American Gladiator with a twist. You might not know the show, but you definitely know the host because you can usually smell what he's cooking. Who is the host of the show, The Titan Games, Ryan?
That's The Rock.
Good job.
Oh, wow. I did not know that one.
All right. Question number three. This was about a movie. Sandra Bullock won several awards for her role in the 2009 movie The Blind Side. She played the role of a mom that adopts a homeless teen that eventually goes on to have a successful sports career. But what sport was showcased in the film The Blind Side?
Football.
Oh, he did get that
good
right.
Good job, Ryan. Gabe said these were hard, but apparently you're
Ryan's
super smart.
So damn smart. And go, Ryan. You old school. You got three, right? So you know the rules. I got to sing. Then bring that energy so we can do our thing. Go. You old school. Go, Ryan. You old school. Oh, Ryan.
Good job, Ryan. Look, you even got a song to start your day.
Ryan. Speaking of old school songs, what was one of your favorites growing up? Like something that you maybe had a dance routine to?
Oh, man, the Humpty Dance.
Damn, you're real old school.
Okay, can you still
Nina
do it?
And I still don't know how to do the Humpty Dance. We talk about this often on the show.
I really don't.
I don't either.
I just thrust my hips.
That's a different hump. All right, Ryan, take it easy, brother. You got it. Oh, my God, sorry. Nina, you just threw me off with that comment right
there.
Sorry. We're about to throw you off with our first World Friday problems. Don't go anywhere. 6 minutes from right now. It's B96. When Nina and I first started in the radio, we made $0 an hour.
True.
Literally.
Yeah.
And now we make a whopping 10. And you know what they say, more money, more problems.
The truth.
That's why we have our first World Fridays. I'm going to go first. So I have 12 of these one particular item thingies in my house.
Okay, what?
Radiators.
You have 12 radiators?
Yeah, you know, like living room, dining room, kitchen.
Oh, I guess I never really
two bedrooms.
12.
So really it's 5.
Okay.
6, because in the foyer. Anyway, the one in my bedroom don't work.
Of all the places? Okay.
Of all the damn radiators. And like, when I bought the house a year ago, my realtor told me like, yo, you got to bleed the radiators and do some other stuff or whatever. And like, when you buy the house, you're like on 10, you know all the things you got to do, you're watching all the videos. But then once you move in and you do all that stuff, the last thing you want to do is fix anything in the house.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it. I painted all the walls. I did all that stuff. So now I don't remember how to bleed the radiators and how to do the thing. And it's like not being hot on top. And I remember all this from last year. And I'm just like, no. So we double up on the blankets. We put Whitney in a onesie.
You mean to tell me you have 12 radiators and you still have to go to bed cold?
Yes.
And you mean to tell me that heat rises with the 12 radiators and you still go to bed cold?
You mean to tell me you can't just call a heating guy to come out and fix your damn radio so cheap? Damn, Gabriel.
You mean to tell me you can't watch a YouTube and learn how to bleed the radiator?
I'm tired of watching them damn YouTube videos.
Oh, my God.
It's like taking a class all over again.
It is.
Nina, what about you? What's your first World Friday?
So I did some shopping. I have been getting my holiday shopping done. And then the packages come, they get delivered, and they're in the mailroom. I had really big boxes that I needed to bring up to my apartment. And usually it's cool because we've got those little dolly things. So I can just load them up, take them up in one trip. Well, the little dolly things are completely MIA. I couldn't find them. So I had to go up and down that elevator like 4 different times just to get all the boxes into my apartment.
You mean to tell me you bought 4 trips up and down worth of packages from anywhere? What the?
Yes.
You mean to tell me you couldn't just wink and wave at one of those front door guys and tell them to help you up?
They offered and I was like, nah, I got it.
It's foolish. That's your first world problem.
I felt stupid. I wanted to be able to do it by myself. Because I'd feel weird. Be like, I can't carry this.
You mean to tell me you couldn't just wait for the dolly?
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't. 877-591-9696. What is your first world problem? Kelly, Valpo. All right, what's your first world Friday problem?
Okay, so we got a Ring video doorbell from my mother-in-law. Well, we started setting it up. We had to drill it into our brick siding of our house. And so they give you a drill bit.
Yeah.
Well, my husband was spending 30, probably 40 minutes trying to use that drill bit into the brick. Well, it wasn't going anywhere. So we had to order another drill bit from another store. I had to wait like 20 minutes for them to say, oh, your order is ready for pickup. And then we had to drive all the way to the store, pick up the drill bit, and then spend another probably 20 minutes drilling it into the brick. And then we finally got it set up.
Oh, my gosh.
You mean to tell me you couldn't just put some double-sided tape on that Ring door? Slapped it up?
Yeah, well.
You ever heard of Gorilla Glue?
Oh, we were so tempted to. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, it would fall off.
You mean to tell me your mom don't have a peephole? Just like instead of the Ring doorbell?
Man, Kelly, you mean to tell me you got a house? I mean, we'll just go right there.
You mean to tell me that you couldn't pay the $39.99 for the installation?
You can't just get a dog to be your alarm.
Hey, just give me $20. I'll stand in front of your house and I'll just let you know.
Security. Oh,
it's Kelly. Mom, it's Kelly. Thanks for the call, Kelly. I appreciate it. All right. What is your First World Friday problem? 877-591-9696. Call us up now. Scabe and Nina. In the morning. Happy Friday, guys. It's B96.
First World Friday is right here on B96, and we're getting yours right now. Nick on the South Side, what's your First World Friday problem?
Man, every day I used to wake up like at 7:45 because of COVID, but now I got to go into work. It's like I got to wake up at 6:45.
You mean to tell me, Nick, you got a job, man? Yeah. Come on, get out of here. Oh,
I got a job, baby.
You got a job. Nick, you mean to tell me, I'm trying to think, if you got to wake up an hour, you mean to tell me that they didn't give you a raise for having to get in earlier?
An extra hour.
No, I didn't do it.
That's a negative.
That's a super negative, right, Nick?
Go thanks get for, your money,
thanks
Nick.
Thanks for the call, man.
Bree, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what's your first world problem?
So I got into my car this morning after working all night. It's freezing, and I find out that my seat warmer is not working.
You mean to tell me little booties don't matter?
No.
You mean to tell me, oh, that sucks.
It does.
Wait, you mean to tell me that you just can't call your boss and tell him, hey, man, I can't come into work today. My seat warmer's not working.
I wish.
You mean to tell me you just don't have somebody in there keeping it warm for you? You know, that just like sits on the seat and waits for you to come out. Bree, here's your hot buns.
Call your boyfriend up. Tell him, babe, you got to hold my butt while I'm driving.
Or get those little shaker things that you put in the gloves, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You stick them in your pants.
Hey, Bree, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Hopefully your day gets better. Have a great weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
I love First World Fridays.
I do, too.
Keeps me laughing. All right, we're going to keep the laughs coming, guys. Don't forget, we're going to get you on for Wake Up Wars in 3 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Here's Dua Lipa, the baby on B96. Brandon in Gary, Indiana, has been levitating for the last couple of days. He's been the victor in our game, Wake Up Wars. Good morning, Brandon. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Brandon, what did your wife say to you yesterday after she found out you won again?
She just said, good job. She's proud of me.
Gosh. Does she even love you? I don't even
know. That's cute.
Does she even love you, Brandon? She
should have said, call me Big Brandon after that.
Okay, Big Brandon. Let's say if you stay big today.
Well, they might be calling you Breakfast Brandon.
True.
If you win today, right? Today's the third one?
Today's the third one.
Okay, you're hungry. And then what was the name of the breakfast spot you said over there by Gary that you like?
Oh, I don't know. Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Bruh.
High aspiration.
I'm going to get you a 2-donut meal with a coffee.
that's what you want, Brandon? Right. Hey, that's okay with us.
I support it. All right, Brandon, hang on a second. All right, if you want to knock down Big Breakfast Brandon.
BBB. Call us right now. The lines are open. 877-591-9696.
No, seriously, we definitely do need a breakfast blocker today. Mm-hmm. We need an intelligent member of the Chicagoland community, somebody that is part of the Work Hard, Be Good crew that wants to block this breakfast. We need you to come on the show right now. All right, call us up now. We got that. We got the baby daddy checking with the baby mama. All that is next on B96. B96. Good morning. Happy Friday. It is time for the Baby Daddy Check-In. Two dad jokes and a baby update about my daughter, Whitney. And on Fridays, we bring in the beautiful, the lovely, the CNN watching, Nicole. What's up, babe?
Hi, Nicole.
Hey, good morning.
All right, here's our first dad joke, guys. So, Nina, I was feeling depressed yesterday, and Nicole put her hand on my shoulder. And she was like, Earth. That meant the world to me.
Nicole, you can try that out later and see what happens.
She's going to do it, too. That's the funniest thing. I'm going to be like, babe, I don't want to do this. She's going to be like, Earth.
Say it.
I'm going to be like, don't you dare. So the baby daddy check-in today is a special one. I'll just...
Oh, my God, Nicole. Are you crying? I'm crying. Just say it.
I know. It felt so good.
How did that make you feel, babe, when you heard her? I mean, she's doing it consistently now to the point where before we thought she was just mumbling, but now we're like, oh, she's with me and she'll be looking at Nicole and be like, mom, mom,
and
mom,
so she
mom,
gets
mom.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think she gets it. Nicole thinks that, you know, we're still a little ways away.
Yeah. Maybe in a week.
Okay.
That's mad.
That's fair. If you want a week just to validate the situation, but it's looking good, Nicole.
I know. I'm excited.
It's so cute. Also, Nicole, Whitney's really starting to look like you.
You know, you are not the first person that told me that. Gabe told me that, but then my sister told me last night.
I call her the light-skinned twin. That's what I call Whitney. But I've been calling her that since she was born.
Aww.
Second dad joke. We're out of here. Amal and Juan are identical twins. Their mom only carries one baby photo in her wallet, though.
Why?
Because if you've seen Juan, you've seen a mom.
Poor other baby.
All right, babe, I love you. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Bye, Nicole.
Okay. All right, bye, guys.
You seen Juan, you seen them all. Dad joke.
Not a dad joke unless you repeat it twice.
All right, guys. One thing we're not going to repeat is that Wake Up Wars starts at 7:10. So make sure you're here for that. Right here on Chicago's New Hit Music, B96.
Waking up is already a battle. But now it's time for the war. Wake Up Wars on B96.
Happy Friday, everybody. I know you guys are glad it's here.
It's like a holiday. I say it every week. Friday!
Whether you get paid or not, you're just like, hey, Friday, what's up? But we know that getting up is a battle. But like we always say, the war begins at 7:10 a.m. right here on B96. And the king of the wake-up world for the last couple of days, this guy's been knocking it out of the park. We're welcoming Brandon from Gary back to the show. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. We also have to welcome Alicia and Joliet, our potential breakfast blocker. Alicia, are you hungry?
Oh, so hungry. I'm ready.
Okay.
Brandon, since you won the last couple of days, you get to decide who goes first today on Wake Up Wars.
Let her go first.
Heard.
Thank you, Brandon. Hang on a second, okay? All right, Alicia, the game works like this. You're going to get a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and the Chicagoland question. Whoever gets the most right will win, and it takes three victories to get you that breakfast. Here is your first...
All right, let's go.
Okay, I'm in. The female-centered question. North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm are all siblings that have a very famous mother. She's known for her curves, but she also has a beauty line and gave the world Skims. Who's their mom?
Kim Kardashian.
Next question. Mario Lopez will star in a 15-minute mini movie about the iconic founder of KFC. His name starts with an honorary title, not a real military rank, but what is his name?
Colonel?
Hold the whole name.
Colonel Chicken? I don't know.
What a great...
KFC. I don't like KFC. I have no idea.
It's okay, Alicia. That was a great guess. I loved it. Here's the Chicagoland question, though. Have you ever heard of the Smart Museum of Art? It's a free art museum with over 15,000 pieces. You probably haven't seen it because it's located in the middle of what prestigious university located in Hyde Park?
University of Chicago.
Okay,
good
Alicia.
Job. That's second question.
Two are strong, though.
Hang tight, Alicia. Brandon, Gary, dude, you've been killing it all week, so you got to keep doing that if you want to get the breakfast. She got two questions correct today, so you got to get three for the victory, okay?
All right, let's try.
Your first female-centered question, North Saint, Chicago, and Psalm are siblings that have a very famous mother. She's known for her curves, but she also has a beauty line and gave the world Skims. Who is their mom?
Kim Kardashian.
Question number two. Mario Lopez will star in a 15-minute mini-movie about the iconic founder of KFC. His name starts with an honorary title, not a real military rank. What is his name?
Oh my God, just got really exciting. Now it's intense.
And Brandon, we've been talking trash about you being from Gary, Indiana, and now it's all going to come to play in this last question. For the breakfast, Brandon, you ever heard of the Smart Museum of Art? It is a free museum with over 15,000 pieces. You probably haven't seen it because it's located in the middle of what prestigious university located in Hyde Park? Oh, no! The suburb of Chicago! This even hurts me. This hurts me because I like Brandon.
I like Brandon, too.
Oh, no.
So close.
Alicia in Joliet.
Yes!
You are the breakfast blocker!
I'm so excited!
Great job, Alicia. Great job.
Fantastic. Yes! What a game. Guys, are you not entertained? There are no ties in Wake Up Wars. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I was getting really nervous.
Other stations have ties. We don't do that. The answers to the questions, guys. Number one.
Kim Kardashian, you guys both got that one right.
Question number two, you guys both had it on the tip of your tongue. Colonel Sanders is the name of the guy.
I do like Colonel Chicken, though. Cluck, cluck. And the Smart Museum of Art is located at the University of Chicago.
University of Chicago. Wow.
Yeah,
great guess, though.
Brandon. Yeah,
I can't believe I didn't get Colonel Sanders.
I know, it's okay.
Hey, you know what, though? You have a beautiful, lovely wife waiting for you at home. A big shout out to Amanda. Big shout out to her.
Yes.
And shout out to your local Dunkin' Donuts in Gary, Indiana, because that's where you're probably
going. You're on your way. But Brandon, you have bragging rights. You won two in a row. That's a big deal.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Hey, congratulations. I was sleeping today.
Thanks.
Have a great one, Brandon. Have a great weekend.
Bye,
Alicia
Brandon.
And Joliet.
Okay, Leash.
Congratulations. Woo!
Yeah.
I love it.
First part's done. You just have to win two
more.
Excited.
Yeah. Day one, Alicia, is where we celebrate you.
Yeah.
Day two is where we poo-poo on you because we want you to lose.
But you keep going and work for that breakfast.
All right, Alicia. Let me see. What's your favorite breakfast spot out there in Joliet?
Well, I like Teardrop Cafe in New Lenox, actually.
Okay. Teardrop Cafe. I love it. All right. Hang on, Alicia. We're going to get your information, and we'll see you back here Monday morning. All right? Wow.
I know.
That was fantastic. I need to calm down and drink some water. Damn,
I'm
so happy.
Is that what you want?
Nina, what are we going to do with our money that we don't have to pay?
Mimosa Friday.
All right, guys. When we come back, we're going to be asking you questions about your Christmas tree. Don't go anywhere.
You think Santa's exploring your Christmas tree to make sure that you decorated the backside of it? Because, you know, I'm just curious. It's Gabe and Nina on B96. Happy Friday. I bring that up because a friend of mine asked me this question the other day, and I was like, you got it. This is hilarious. Do you decorate the back of your Christmas tree?
What people are basically asking you if they ask you that question is, are you lazy?
Because they are.
Are you lazy?
Because if it's in a corner and you can't really see it, is it worth it? I definitely don't put my strongest ornaments back there and maybe like two.
Your strongest ornament?
You know?
What is your strongest ornament?
I have this. Oh, my God. It's my favorite thing.
This is the question that we should be asking people.
Yeah, your greatest ornament. So the movie Home Alone 2, if you've seen it, there's a scene where he's really good friends or he becomes really close with the pigeon lady and she gives him a dove. And so he has a dove and she has a dove and that means they'll be connected for life. So my niece...
That's creepy.
My niece gave me the doves.
That's not creepy.
Because I love Home Alone 1 and 2. I'm obsessed. So she has a dove on her tree and I have a dove on my tree. So that's my favorite ornament.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's cute, right?
So then what makes it to the back of your Christmas tree?
Like the little balls that are like silver or three gold balls because you don't need to have all the different extras because, you know, you want to spread it out.
Give me the percentage. Like, let's say Let's break your tree into quarters. Oh, God, I don't want to lose anybody. Let's say we break it up into quarters, uh-huh. right? So let's say 3/4 of your tree will be considered the front.
Sure.
And then one slice of the pie, one quarter, will be the back. Okay. So what percentage of your ornaments are on the front 75 and what percentage are on the back?
There's probably like 5% on the back. I'm not even kidding. It's super sparse. You like literally, there's just little random gold balls and maybe two silvers.
The silver and gold, that's literally what you meant? You did that?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I didn't decorate my tree, but I know we are equal opportunity.
Oh, you get back
tree
there.
Givers. Yeah. Well, I don't know what branch givers, branch ornament givers.
Okay.
Because I feel like, I don't know, when somebody goes to grab a Christmas present back there, you don't want to shice them out of that. Or what if the back of your tree is towards the window and you want people to see that?
Well, then that's definitely a good reason. 877-591-9696.
What are we asking the people?
About the ornament and the tree?
What are we asking the people?
If you decorate the back of your Christmas tree? Yeah, we're asking you, okay. Do you decorate the back of your Christmas tree?
I want to know if you don't decorate the back of your Christmas tree. I want to talk to you, all right?
Those last little stray balls. 877-591-9696.
This is interesting. I'm trying to think. We don't even have a tree topper on ours.
Oh, you don't?
Because Nicole and God, it's like...
Got it.
Gabe and Nina, B96. All right, let's talk to Kelly. Kelly and Hope, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Kelly, do you decorate the back of your Christmas tree?
Heck no. I am a nurse, so I'm lucky to even have a tree up. Plus, I have 3 kids, 2 doing e-learning. So,
come on.
The back of the tree just ain't getting done.
I can't believe this. You don't even put one little, maybe like the broken one back there?
Like the little like macaroni noodles that like the kids make and half of them fall off through the man. Years?
That's great.
They're cute. They're up there.
You're a savage, Kelly.
So when the kids are like, Mom, where's the ornament I made you? Yeah. Kelly points to the back of the tree.
Kelly, what you're supposed to do is take the kids, send them to the back of the tree and let, you know, because they always want to help. So you're like, hey, you guys got the back of the tree.
That's a good one.
They have their own tree because I can't. They have their own whole tree.
Is the back of that one decorated?
Yes, that one is decorated.
Thanks for the call.
That's so funny.
877-591-9696. Where are the people that do not decorate the back of their trees? Or are you shaming us because we don't? 877-591-9696.
Daniela in Palatine, do you?
No, I don't. My tree is in a corner, so nobody's going to see it anyway.
This is funny.
This is normal.
Nina, according to Biz Journals, and I don't believe this statistic, guys. Daniela, tell me if you believe this. 43% of people don't decorate the back of their tree.
Is it that many?
According to Biz Journals, 43%, that's extremely high.
I really thought I was going to get made fun of for not really decorating the back of my tree, but I feel great now, Daniela. High five.
I do believe that statistic. My boyfriend tried decorating the back of the tree because this is our first year living together. Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing? Nobody's going to see it.
And I guess that's what it is, right? Like, why are we doing that?
He's overachieving.
We need like a psychologist on the phone that could tell us what that means.
What does that mean?
If you're a psychologist, some kind of therapist, call us up. What does it mean if you don't decorate the back of your tree?
Isn't it just laziness? I mean.
So you're lazy or?
Not really.
That's my point. So that wouldn't be it.
I'm going to Google it. That's a great question. What does it say about us, Daniela?
Erin, Highland, Indiana. Welcome to Guess Your Gig.
Hi.
Do you think Nina and I are going to be able to guess your gig?
Probably not.
Interesting.
I don't know, Erin. I'll take that as a challenge. Erin, do you like s'mores?
Yes.
Erin, for your birthday, for Christmas, did you ever receive a Barbie doll?
No.
You are a coal miner. No, that's not right. Okay.
No, but it's probably equally masculine. So,
Erin, are you a wood chipper?
No, I build cars. I work at Ford Motor Company.
Oh, nice!
That's so cool.
Well, I'm glad you guys are. I'm glad you're listening to us on the way to work. Make sure you sneak and put us on the radio when you get there. Okay.
Always.
Oh, thank you, Erin.
Rachel, my first question is, have you ever inhaled helium?
Okay.
No.
Rachel, do you take pictures at work?
Yes.
You, Rachel and Schomburg, are a social media manager for a restaurant.
No.
Damn.
Rachel is a catalog model.
Picture taker.
Yeah.
No.
what do you do, Rachel?
I'm a dog groomer.
Okay.
That's so they're the models and you could put them in a catalog.
Yes.
Same thing.
Makes sense. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Thank you.
Erin, Bolingbrook, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Aaron, do you write on a board at work?
Sometimes.
Easy, Nina. Easy.
Aaron, are you fast?
Am I fast?
Are you fat?
Fast.
Oh, I thought you said I'm fast.
Fast.
Wait, no to which one?
I'm not fat.
Are you fast, though? like speedy, you know?
Yes.
Okay. Writes on the board sometimes. You are a 6 and under girls soccer coach.
No.
Damn it.
Aaron, are you a football coach?
Neither.
No.
For the Bears.
What do you do, Aaron?
I'm a technology integration specialist. I'm a teacher. I help teachers integrate technology into their classrooms.
You know,
you're a teacher's teacher.
That was kind of my second guess because I was picturing
was my first
him
guess,
in front
I
of like,
didn't come out
like
in
a professor.
Me too.
Aaron,
we're going to get one of these right one day. That's it.
You will.
Oh, thank you. There you go.
That's the teacher in you, Aaron. You're supposed to be encouraging.
A refreshing Puerto Rican, Persian, German, and Irish cocktail. We like to call it a Gabe and Anita. Only on B96.
Paige on the north side. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, is Christmas your favorite holiday?
Yes.
What about Hanukkah?
Hanukkah is my favorite holiday.
Oh, see? There
okay,
you go.
She likes all of the holidays that have lights in them.
All right.
It's lit.
She's been waiting for 3 minutes.
I really wanted to say that.
So do you know how this game works, Paige?
Can you explain it? I didn't think you guys were really going to love it.
Absolutely. Listen, I'm going to say something to you in Spanish. You're simply going to tell me whether or not it is sexy or Santa related, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go. Si estás debajo de un muérdago con él, en vez de darle un beso, tiene que trabajar en su factoría.
Paige, was it sexy or Santa talk?
I think it was holiday talk.
Good job, Paige. What I said was, if you're underneath a mistletoe with Santa Claus, instead of giving him a kiss, you got to work in his factory. Hey, Paige, what are you doing for the holidays?
Not much this year with this pandemic. Like, usually we just have family over and we cook a lot.
Paige on the north side, thanks for hanging out with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, enjoy the holidays. That's fun.
Exactly. First World Friday problem is that you're not going to be with your family during the holidays.
It's so real.
But we got some of our own, so make sure you stick around. Coming up next, First World Fridays on B96.
There's something hiding in your closet right now. If you pulled it out, it's going to instantly make you more attractive. I'll tell you what it is. With Nina at 9:30, all brought to you by Pepsi Zero Sugar, all the flavor, zero the sugar. This is your gem for the journey today. A new study says 96% of people say that ugly Christmas sweaters, ugly holiday sweaters, are a turn on. So you probably have one hiding in the back of your closet. It's time to pull them out. Just do it. Post pictures, whatever it is. Because the idea is the funnier the sweater, the more likely people are going to want to come and talk to you. And it looks like you have a good sense of humor.
I tried to give Nina some crap earlier today about the fact that you can't tell me if you have an ugly dude in a sweater that he's not attractive. But then Nina came up with the most brilliant analogy to describe why it does work. And she said, if two hot guys are in a room,
think about it,
and one of them got an ugly sweater on,
which way are you going? Ugly sweater all day. Watches Rudolph's nose lighten up. I can see it blinking across the room. You win. I'm coming to you.
But don't you think he's a cheer?
Why? No. But why?
No.
No. That wouldn't be my first thought.
I'm saying of the two hot guys, if you see one in a funny sweater, then he's like the funny, outgoing, you might like this attention too much.
I just thought
I'm poo-pooing on the man of your dreams. I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, that's the guy with the personality, and that's what I want. Because the other one's going to make me bored, so this is what I'm saying.
Oh, the one with the sweater, that's hot. He's going to keep you on your toes.
Isn't that what we all want? In a good way? Anyways, get out those holiday sweaters.
I tried to poop on it earlier. I said she brought a goo, and then I came back and I pooped on it.
But it's not changing my mind. That ugly Christmas sweater is sexy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Take your selfies in it.
So take them out. Take your selfies. All it is spreading the joy. Okay.
Hey, guys, have a great weekend.
Yeah,
it's Friday. It's like, you know, everything's going good. We got Telephone Tone over here. He just graduated from college.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you, bro.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You know what I'm saying?
We're proud.
It's a gem for your journey. What's the gem for your journey from you, huh? What'd you say when we were doing the Here's To?
Oh, opportunity.
Here's to opportunity. That's a gem for your journey right
there.
And
be ready when it approaches.
It's Gabe and Nina, B96. Have a great weekend, guys.
Wow.
That was a good podcast.
I can't even believe we said those things.
I mean, with that one in the beginning when I was like, ah, and then you were like, ha.
Oh, my God, right? And I was like, what a jerk.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed it just as much as we did. All right, it's Gabe and Nina, B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.